opportunity to change the organization around. And it's another opportunity for me to come back home, be closer to my family.
You know, what's it like coming to an 0-16 football team and knowing that you have to really try to get this thing turned around?
I mean, previously I just came from San Francisco. I mean, things wasn't the best there. And, I mean, I've been in, you know, situations there where we were trying to get our first win. So I know what it feels like, you know, going out there, competing and trying to get your first win. So, you know, I'd rather come around, be with some guys, you know, who's hungry to go get that first win, you know, get a win this season. So that's something that definitely that brought me back here.
How does it matter to you that Tyrod Taylor and Jarvis Landry were already coming? Did that make any difference?
It made a little difference. Just knowing what type players they are. You know, two really good players right there, you know, definitely can help out, you know, any offense. So, you know, they'll be able to take pressure off, you know, the running game. I'll be able to take pressure off of them. So we all, you know, be able to work together.
What was this process like for you? I mean, did you go into it expecting to wind up here, or how did it come about that you wind up here?
I really tried not to focus on this process. You know, it was, you know, focused on training. I went out the country for a little bit, you know, just trying to get my mind away from the whole free agency and football thing. And I knew Cleveland was a team that I could end up at, you know, but I wasn't too sure about it, you know. So I just let my my agent, you know, go out and do his job. And then he came back and reported to me that, you know, Cleveland's a good chance that we can go. And like I said, it's another opportunity to come back home, be close to my family. So, you know, I was all for it.
Why did you think Cleveland wasn't a possible opportunity?
It was just something my agent told me. And also, you know, I seen that the running back they had before was going into free agency also. So, just knowing that, you know, just another opportunity where I could end up there.
Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley.
I mean, I don't know much, you know, I just know they're both great coaches. I saw Hugh Jackson, you know, in Cincinnati, growing up there as a kid, you know, in my younger days, you know, he was there, you know. So I don't really get to know much, but I'm definitely excited, you know, to get to work with those guys, you know, build a bond with them.
You know Duke Johnson at all? He's someone you'll probably be sharing some time in the backfield with.
I don't know Duke that well, but I seen some highlights last year from Cleveland. I saw him making some great catches and stuff. I know he's a baller, though, and I'm definitely excited to get to work with him, though.
The you know, the outlook or maybe the ceiling is for the Cleveland Browns this year, when now that they've got you and Tyrod, Jarvis, they still have Josh Gordon, Duke Johnson. What do you think the outlook is?
I mean, there's only one way we can go. That's the way I think about it, and that's up. Bringing in guys like me, Tyrod, and Jarvis, and already having guys like, you know, Josh Gordon and Duke, just guys who can make plays, you know, keep the defense off the field. We stay on the field, put points on the board, and get these wins going.
How do you describe your running style?
My running style, old school, downhill, violent.
Able to stay mostly healthy the last couple of years. Is it something, you know, you changed your training as you got older? You're just lucky to avoid injuries? What, you know, how have you been able to do that?
I mean, it's just the whole injury thing, just something and taking care of my body, just something I had to learn, you know, as a player. You know, I didn't really have anybody there coaching me, you know, like a vet or anything, telling me, like, yeah, you need to be doing this and that for your body. I just had to learn it on my way. You know, I had to learn the hard way by getting injured. But, like last year, you know, it was my first year where I played a full season. Things I did differently, you know, I changed my diet, you know, I lost weight, went down to like 228, you know, as light as I've been. Went into the season, you know, feeling the best I've ever felt. So, you know, I figured it out on my own.
Have you considered the possibility that with the Browns having number one and number four, that they could end up with possibly Saquon Barkley on this football team? And if that happens, you know, what would your mindset be about that?
I mean, Saquon would be a nice addition, you know, to the team. Another guy who can, you know, go out and make big plays, you know. I think you can use it, you know. Use all the weapons you can, you know. So if he comes here, you know, the more the better. So he'd definitely be a great addition.
What do you think his role is going to be? What have Hugh and John Dorsey told you about that?
You know, I just heard a little bit. You know, we ain't really got into, you know, deep conversation about it just yet. You know, they just told me a little bit. You know, we brought you here, you know, to give you the rock, you know, let you get downhill, you know, let you play your style of football.
Last year, Hugh Jackson said he wanted a back that could inspire him to run the ball more. So are you that guy that can
say
inspire?
It again.
Last year, Hugh Jackson said he wanted a back that could inspire him to run the ball more. I mean, are you that guy that can inspire him to do that?
You know, I'm going to do my job, you know. Hopefully me doing my job is enough to inspire him. So I'm going to do my job the best I can. So hopefully that's enough.
Home. Why was that important?
Because living on the West Coast and my family living all the way on the East Coast in Ohio, those flights, you know, they start adding up, you know, over the years. So I don't really get to see my family that often, you know, and then come the holidays, you know, I see guys, they being around their families. I'm by myself. Well, I got my dog with me, but, you know, I don't really have nobody there to talk to because he can't talk back to me, so... You know, I miss my family a lot, you know, definitely around the holiday season.
Sometimes it's better when nobody talks back to you.
Yeah, I agree.